Police in Oklahoma have arrested Mickey Rapogel. He is the principal at Bigsby High School. And allegedly, he showed up to their fall dance reeking of alcohol. And unfortunately, on top of that, there were some students on the dance floor, and he went out and said, I know this dance, and started dancing with them. Uh-oh. And it was a huge issue.
Was it the Joshua Slide?
They called the police. They called the police on him because he showed up. And he's the principal of the school, and he showed up drunk. One of the cops said, I'm sorry, I don't care what kind of year you've had or day you've had, you cannot show up drunk to the high school dance.
Someone who isn't trusted with children every day. So there's a component of this, and we understand how parents feel about that. Our special victims unit is leading the investigation and talking to these kids. What we're asking for is more evidence. We're sure that kids there might have taken some video or had something else. And if they have that, to please submit it to us.
He's already been fired.
How worse can it get?
He's already been fired. Right?
Listen, yeah. I'm not saying it's right.
No.
But I bet every teacher out there right now is going, understandable.
Mm-hmm. You
have to go work another school dance.
Because Kelly, your wife is an educator.
Yes.
Is she ever called on to chaperone?
She is.
Dances?
Yeah, she has to go to those sometimes when they have.
Mm-hmm. Does she take a nip?
No. She would never do that before she went off to the actual school event.
But yeah. I bet when she gets home, guzzle time.
That's private. That's our private time, isn't it? I'm not going to comment on something
These dances.
Mama needs shard.
Listen, we've got a cross-country meet today. My daughter does.
Okay.
At a different school, and we'll be attending it. She packs a flask. I don't know what's in it. I don't ask. I know she's sitting there with a stainless steel.
It's the world's largest flask, by the way. I've seen this
stainless
thing
steel,
in the wild.
tumbler flask, whatever you might have. She has it there with her. I don't ask what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I simply go.
I'll drive.
Okay, I drive. I see my daughter off at the start line. I do my Wordle.
See you in 25.
25 minutes. She comes back through. I tell her, great job. We high five. We get in the car. We go. That's what it is.
Your wife stumbles a little bit more off the bleachers than getting on them.
All right. It's not the easiest thing in the world. You've got to go do it.
Do you take pictures after every event?
We take pictures.
Pre and post?
Yes. I try to get a shot of her coming across the finish line. Then we do a little post picture stuff. My daughter protests because she doesn't think she's looking her best after a 25 to 30 minute run.
She's been sweating, working out.
That's how it is. I say, oh my gosh, your time was so great. She says,
you can do better.
I always say you can do better.
You're the pushing father.
I do. She gets about 2 minutes worse every time. That's how she's, that's how the season's going.
Yeah.
She's getting about 2 minutes worse every time. She's, I've got shin splints.
Ooh.
I don't think she knows what shin splints are.
How is the team? I know they have records in track.
I have no idea. I don't know if the team's any good or not.
Well,
I go. I see her off at the start line. I do my Wordle. I see her finish at the finish line. If I'm particularly fast on Wordle, I'll go to the next game.
Does she then, after every event, does she hit Wendy's?
Either Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or one of them. Now, tonight, she's going back to school to decorate the homecoming float because tonight's... In fact, her... That's this weekend. Oh, the homecoming dance is Saturday night.
Oh, well, you have to take pictures for that.
Am I right on that? It is. It is Saturday night, yes. Oh, yeah. I've been ordered to be home on Saturday night. In fact, the boyfriend came over earlier this week and did a... what do you call it? Scavenger hunt in the yard to ask her to homecoming. You know, that's a big deal now.
Oh,
it's
the
like,
ask.
It's like promposal or something.
Yeah.
So he had to come over and do all this.
Yeah.
He was outside in the yard forever, like setting stuff up.
You just trip over an H.
Yep.
The hell is this?
I know.
You're ruining it.
I know. I really messed it up. I really did.
He spelled it wrong. It says homecoming.
I know. Kids can't spell. They don't know.
No.
Without spell checker,
without
they have
spell
no
check.
Idea.
Yeah.
But he was outside, and he got his buddy to video it and everything. And my daughter told me the video did not turn out well because it had gotten dark. But she really appreciated it, and he hid stuff all over the yard.
So much pressure on these kids.
I said, you know, when we were kids, it was so unnerving just to ask somebody to prom or homecoming or something.
To come up with a stunt?
But now you have to come up with this. Exactly. Now, I wonder, do you think, because they're boyfriend, girlfriend. Now, they've been going out.
It's an implied date.
Exactly. So, you know, she's going to say yes. If I'm going to ask somebody that I don't know if they're going to say yes or not, do I have to still go through
the cold ask?
If I'm doing the cold ask, which I did in my day, Because my girlfriend was up in Canada.
She didn't go here. You don't know her.
I had to do a cold ask. And it took everything I had, all the courage I had to even say, will you go to prom?
Between classes?
Exactly. If you don't know the answer, do you have to set up all the stuff, you know, and get the video and all that stuff? I don't know the answer. That's a lot of
pressure. Yeah. We need to talk to a parent of a high school kid.
My wife theorized, and I bet she's right, that what happens is you put out feelers and other friends that if so-and-so asks, would you say yes?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that.
You know, if he asks you, would you say yes? And then it's, all right. You know, that would make sense. You'd have to do
then
that.
Then you go over to there to Hot Topic and get all the stuff.
Exactly. But he probably spent, God knows what he spent on the scavenger.
You have to do it big now.
I think that's unfair. I mean, that's just a lot. Because if you go up to somebody and just ask them, to me, that should be enough. Mm-hmm. I always felt like that was enough. I couldn't believe when they first started that was becoming a thing.
Yeah, it started with promposals. Now it's moved to homecoming.
Everything.
Yeah.
Promposal will be a thing in the spring. Of course, it always is. He wanted to, he said to her, can I do something after one of your cross-country meets? And she said, absolutely not. I don't look my personal best. I'm not wearing my makeup.
For the pictures.
For the pictures.
Yeah.
The pictures have to be right.
Well, happy homecoming.
Oh, I misspelled it. And it's bad.
It was not an extra O.
Why does that say? Oh, no. Get that off.
Oh, no.
Do not post that.
Take it down.
Do not post that. Take it down.